So what now? There's the big question. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And as the U.S. government jumps into its own fiscal crisis, we'll be talking about that this hour, the fiscal cliff. Is that a brother of Jimmy Cliff? Maybe we'll hear some Jimmy Cliff later this hour. We'll be talking about that. But there's going to be a changing of the inner guard in the Obama administration over the next weeks and months. Some officials will head out the door. Others will come in. A combination of personal ambition and an adjustment of vision will govern the transition in the Obama second term. When George W. Bush won his second term in 2004, you may remember, almost immediately out the door was Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Leon Panetta isn't going anywhere this time, but let's look at where the Obama team might be headed. Joining us now is Samuel Berger, former director of the National Security Team for the 1992 Clinton-Gore transition and the deputy national security advisor for President Clinton. Sandy Berger, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
Also with us is Harrison Welford, who served as White House transition advisor to Bill Clinton, to Barack Obama, and Jimmy Carter. Harrison Welford is the CEO of Welford Energy. Excuse me. Harrison Welford, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
All right. So to both of you, where do you think the transition is headed? It's a little bit different in an incumbent administration. The team is shuffled, but it's not like a changing of administrations. Sandy Berger, where do you think we're headed?
Well, the starting point is that President Obama received a strong reaffirmation of his leadership on Tuesday, and the question now is how he wants to use that political capital in his second term. The transition for an incumbent president is different for a newly elected president. A new president has a team. A new president starts from the bottom up. An incumbent president has a team and policies in place. But it's a time to readjust, to step back, to take stock, and to replenish for the second term. So I assume that there will be some significant personnel changes. It's a time to look at policy and see what adjustments are necessary and to set the priorities for the second term.
That's Sandy Berger, a former director of national security for President Clinton. Harrison Welford, it looks like we're going to have vacancies at Treasury and the Secretary of State. Both Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner have suggested that they might not stick around for the entire second term. What would that mean in terms of projecting both, personnel who are heavy hitters for the second term and dealing with very significant issues and maintaining the vision at state and at Treasury?
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton has made clear that she would like to step down, as soon as possible. The problem with that job, though, is that there's a crisis every moment, and she is highly responsible not to to leave until it's an appropriate time to do so. She's going to be a very difficult act to follow. I can't think of any member of the cabinet who rivals her in terms of the skill, the competence, and the worldwide admiration that Hillary has enjoyed. So I think that there are two candidates that seem to be most talked about. One of them is John Kerry, to replace her, that is. And then there's also Susan Rice. They offer different opportunities to the president. John Kerry has been interested in this job for a very long time and has been extremely important to the president in the campaign, in getting the president ready for the debates. And obviously he knows the Congress. And Susan Rice is highly professional. She's got good strategic vision. She's trusted by the president. She's much more of a low profile figure, but I think both of them would be reasonable candidates.
Sandy Berger, comments on possible successors at state, and how indispensable is Timothy Geithner, do you think?
Well, I think Harrison has suggested probably the two leading candidates. I think they're both very strong candidates. I think the president has to first decide how much engagement does he want in foreign policy in his second term? Does he want to be real hands-on in foreign policy in the second term, or does he want a Secretary of State who carries the ball most of the time? And I think that affects how he picks the Secretary of State. I think both Senator Kerry and Susan Rice are very strong candidates. Both, I think, would do a great job. And I think the president starts off by saying, how do I want to relate to foreign policy, and who's going to best complement me in the second term in carrying out that foreign policy?
And what about Treasury?
Well, I think Geithner's been indispensable in this first term as we've gone through this fiscal crisis. Probably no Treasury Secretary in modern times has faced more serious problems, and he's been the rudder on the ship. There are a number of very qualified people. Jack Lew has been discussed as a possibility, Erskine Bowles is a possibility, Roger Altman is a possibility. There are a number of people out there who I think would do a very good job.
If Erskine Bowles was put in that position, would it signal something on this fiscal cliff in the sense that the Bowles commission or that he co-commissioned is one of the blueprints for cutting spending and avoiding the fiscal cliff?
Well, I think anybody is going to have to it's going to be priority number one is to tackle the fundamental fiscal cliff and budget and debt issues. I mean, I think what's unique about this or interesting about this transition period is that this president's going to be facing not only at the same time not only forming his second term, but dealing with an enormous domestic challenge with dealing with a fiscal cliff, and he's going to have to be able to concentrate on both of these things at the same time.
In national security, and as a national security advisor, what typically happens at times like these? Does one or more members of the team kind of manage the transition? Is it all definitely coming from the president? Is everybody's Rolodex kind of on fire in Washington waiting for a call to possibly be looked at here?
Well, someone needs to give overall direction to it. Ordinarily, that would be the National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, very, very able leader here. If Tom is staying where he is, it would be natural that he would coordinate this process, particularly if the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is leaving, as she's made clear that she is. And I certainly agree with Harrison. She's done an extraordinary job in that position. It will be very hard to replace, but I would imagine that the National Security Advisor would have the brains here in terms of conducting the conduct of foreign policy, the coordination of foreign policy, as the president is putting together his second term team. I would add one thing. One of the things President Obama did really masterfully in the first term was to put together a team, not just individuals. The national security team the president put together in the first term, Clinton, Gates, Panetta, was very strong and worked extremely well together. That's not always been the case. There have been, in recent times, team situations where one of those people didn't talk to the others, and so I think this president has a real sense that he has to think of this not just as Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, but how do these people work together towards a common purpose?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think that team seems pretty solid and
right.
As irreplaceable as Hillary Clinton is. I think the team, the core, is really intact. Harrison Welford on the domestic side. We haven't heard anything about Eric Holder as Attorney General, but on the domestic side, that would be the other really big position. Should that change, what would it mean? Certainly, Eric Holder has had some controversial moments in the first term.
Well, I think that Eric Holder has indicated that he may be moving on to something else, but the timing of that is completely uncertain. He's had his problems on Capitol Hill, to say the least, but he's maintained the integrity of that position and done remarkable things that haven't gotten very much attention. But I think that what happens in a transition where you're moving from a first term to a second term with the same president, you know, there is an appearance on the surface of calm. It's not like the radical change when a new president is coming in. But beneath those, you know, calm waters, there's a tremendous amount of activity. And I think that in justice in particular, there's usually a larger turnover than there is in many other agencies. So we'll see. I don't really have any particular views on who might succeed Holder. But I think a change there is fairly likely. And in some of the other domestic departments, like energy, for example, I think that it's highly likely that Secretary Chu is going to be leaving. I think it's also highly likely that we will not have a scientist in that job the next time out, someone much more political. And if the president is going to revive his interest in preventing climate change or mitigating climate change, then he's going to need to have a strong, business-savvy, politically astute secretary. Hmm. So I think that's something else we should be watching.
All right. Harrison Welford, CEO of Welford Energy, who served as White House transition advisor to Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Obama back in 2008. Sandy Berger, you didn't take the bait the first time when I suggested people's phones are ringing off the hook. Any interest, contact as far as the new second term is concerned for you, possibly?
I'm very happy running Albright Stonebridge Group, chairing the firm.
Of course you are. You're very happy.
I think there are a lot of people out there who would be interested in serving in a second Obama term.
Would it make you happier than you are at Stonebridge to be in the White House?
I'm very happy doing what I'm doing and very happy to have done what I did.
Well said. Samuel Berger, former national security advisor for President Clinton's first term and director of national security for the 1992 Clinton-Gore transition team. Sandy Berger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Harrison Welford, CEO of Welford Energy, also served as a transition advisor to Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Obama. So where are we headed next? We've been asking you, what do you want to see accomplished in the next 4 years? John Abbott on Facebook wrote us, more real bipartisan efforts to get the nation's business done. I fear the obstructionists will just fall back into their former bad habits, although I hope the president's reelection will send the message that the electorate has their number. Steve in Portland says,
I think there's a structural problem with our Constitution. If we want to end the gridlock, there needs to be a change in the Constitution, an amendment that would provide a lower house elected by proportion of party vote.
There's a big idea. Marco?
I just don't understand why they keep saying that Republicans need to change their views on things. I guess I don't understand that. If they're completely afraid of homosexuals and Hispanics and all these other things, how can they really change that?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.